You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter, and welcome to the big show this morning. We've got some great guests with us this morning. We will be talking about the B&O Trail and all the things coming up this next week. But first, as you know, we always like to start with that thing over here on the wall that you can't see because it's radio, but we call it It is the big board. Up on the big board this week, I'll probably not be doing these in chronological order just because everything's kind of on two sheets here. So first of all, we've got Ben Davis football tonight. It is homecoming, the Giants taking on the Carmel Greyhounds. We'll have a pregame for you at 6 p.m. tonight with the kickoff at 7 from Giants Stadium. Should be a great game this evening as Carmel and Ben Davis play here at Ben Davis for homecoming 2025. Of course, tomorrow is the homecoming dance here at Ben Davis. Hopefully you have your tickets, because if you don't, well, sorry. But hopefully you have your tickets and you'll have a great night. But if you didn't get homecoming dance tickets for tomorrow night, the Claremont Lions Club is having their movie night. They'll be playing Into the Spider-Verse tomorrow at the Lions Club Park. Gates will open at 6 p.m. The movie will start at dusk. That's Into the Spider-Verse, the Claremont Lions Club. They just had a big weekend a couple weekends ago with the rodeo and the festival and everything else that they're doing out there. Also coming up here, now as I switch sources and go to my paper notes, Songs Under the Stars will be tonight at Jameson Camp from 6 to 9 p.m. That benefits Jameson Camp, so check that out. They'll have some movies and some music. And not movies. Why did I say movies? We were talking about the movie night, and then I just extrapolated that over. But they will just have some music tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. Songs Under the Stars at Jameson Camp. Also, tomorrow coming up, the Speedway Fall Festival Craft Fair from 10 to 3 p.m. at the Speedway United Methodist Church. And, of course, coming up, what our show's about today, coming up on Wednesday, October the 8th, it is the ribbon cutting for the B&O Trail at 4 p.m. We'll talk more about that on the show. Also, a little, if I can find the sounder, let me get back to where it is. This is what happens when you try when you have an idea on the fly, ladies and gentlemen. Just proves that this is live radio. Where is it? I know it's here. Here we go.
This is breaking news from the Giant 90.9 News Center.
All right. Breaking news. We have potentially a new superintendent in the MSD of Wayne Township, because on Monday from 7 to 8 p.m., there is a new superintendent announcement and reception from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Ed Center. That is something to check out for. And if Dr. Butts is here a little bit later on in the program, we'll ask him about that as well. But that is what is happening on the West Side. Speaking of Dr. Butts, we see him coming in now. Dr. Butts is with us this morning. And, we were just noticing, I hate to put him on the spot as he walks through the door, because that sometimes is what happens here, live radio. But Dr. Butts, I was referencing an email that I got this morning that said something about an announcement on Monday. Whoops, it helps if I turn on your mic, doesn't it?
There we go. Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Taylor Swift is really good at dropping Easter eggs.
Yes.
And so one of the things that folks are going to hear on the podcast today, when it comes out at 1 o'clock, 05 in 05 and 06 drops 10-6.
Yeah.
So the announcement of superintendent number 6 will happen October 6th in the evening. At the board meeting. And then a reception at 7 p.m. for everyone to come on out and welcome the new superintendent.
So, we have white smoke blowing from the chimney now.
White smoke is blowing. That's correct.
Have him a superintendentess or something like that here on the West Side. So We'll see that announcement. There will be no like beautiful robes and balcony speech or anything like that.
Not to my knowledge, but there will be some light refreshments, and the school board's excited. They're really happy with the search. They're happy with the candidate pool, and are excited to introduce the next superintendent here in the MSD of Wayne Township. You know, since 1962, only five superintendents currently. This will be number six. Average tenure is about 13, 14 years. I'm the second longest serving. The longest serving was, any guesses?
Dr. Bose?
Yes, Dr. Bose. Yeah. Dr. Bose had over 17 years in the superintendency here. And then myself, and then Dr. Thompson, and then Dr. Spencer.
Yeah.
Shortest serving was Harmon Baldwin. He was our first superintendent in 1962. 5 years, had to tackle some really tough issues when we moved from a township school to an MSD. And I think that probably was why his tenure was so short.
Yeah, well, but that, ladies and gentlemen, is... So that's the big board. You already heard from one of our guests here this morning. That's Dr. Jeff Butts. But here on the program, we have some very accomplished West Side residents with us and serving in various capacities on the West Side. Here in our studio with us, we have Jeff Smallwood, who is the president of the B&O Trail Association.
That's correct. Thanks for having me, John.
So welcome. Over in our newsroom, we have two guests with us. We have Indy Gateway's Lisa Bentley over there. Good morning. Are we there? Helps. Man, I tell you what, I am just striking out here.
Welcome to radio, John.
Yes. We'll try this again. Lisa Bentley, are you there?
I am here. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Good. Great. Good to have you this morning. And then we also have the pastor of Chapel Rock Christian Church, Casey Jacobs, with us this morning.
Casey Scott.
Casey Scott.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Jacobs sounds better, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be a cool name.
My apologies. It is where biblical. Did I get Jacobs?
I don't know.
I am just striking out this morning. This is one of those, this is going to be one of those Murphy's Law shows, I can already tell. So Casey Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
I apologize.
Glad to be here.
So we could do that again and edit it out and nobody will know it happened. So we have the pastor of Chapel Rock Christian Church,
yeah.
Casey Scott, with us
hey.
This morning.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here.
See, that's what happens when you can edit these things. You know, I've often said with Dr. Butts' podcast that I should release a master cut of of all the Dr. Butts bloopers that
January
I hear.
January 5th, John. January 5th, you can do that.
It'll be the end of the Easter era at WBDG if that ever drops. I will be out the door. Yeah, that would be one. You know, I'm announcing I'm retiring, and this is what I drop. No, I would not do that.
There's a few frustrating moments on there, but you always make me sound good, John. I appreciate it.
So anyway, welcome to the show, everyone, and we are here to talk about a really amazing thing that has come about in Wayne Township, but it's been in the works for quite a while. So why don't we just begin there? So we'll start with Jeff. Tell us a little bit about this process that has brought the B&O Trail to life. I know that's a big question, but...
Well, let me just give you a really quick history, like a 30-second history. B&O Trail Association was started in 1994, so we've been working for about 30 years. I joined it about a year later. It was started by Diana Virgil, a very passionate lady who heard about this concept of converting abandoned rail corridors into trails that people can walk on, bicycle on, do all kinds of things. You know, you could theoretically inline skate or cross-country ski and all those kinds of things. And so I got involved in, like I say, about a year later. We've been working on this for a long time. We're an all-volunteer group. We have no paid staff whatsoever. And so we have a really dedicated board of directors and a number of volunteers who have helped us do fundraising and advocate within the communities and within our local, you know, official representatives at the county level, the city level. So it's been a collaboration, a partnership of a lot of people working hard for a number of years to get to this point. We previously had, you know, prior to the latest project, we previously had about 8 miles of trail open in Hendricks County going from Raceway Road to a little past Brownsburg. And then the Speedway Trails Association was founded somewhat later than the B&O Trail Association, but has been really productive and successful in their work. And they already had trail going from the town of Speedway eastward into where it connected to Michigan Street in the Hallville neighborhood. And the city has built a bike lane along the side of Michigan Street that connects the rest of the way into the into the city from Hallville on Michigan Street.
So from where to where does this trail go now?
Well, now that we've finished this latest section, it actually will go from the White River all the way out to, like I say, about 2 miles west of Brownsburg. It's actually almost the middle of Hendricks County. Mm-hmm. So it's a 16-mile paved trail from White River going west.
And then eventually it'll go further west, well, correct? Is that what I see?
We're still working. We've got a little bit of funding. That was some funding was provided by Hendricks County government from the American Rescue Plan Act. Some of those funds were allocated during the pandemic to help with some of the local areas. And so we got some funding from Hendricks County for that, and we're going to use that money to continue working farther west into Hendricks County, basically as far as the funding will take us.
That's awesome.
I mean, I think the other thing that's important to recognize is from the B&O, you can catch the Constitution Trail, jump on the Monon Trail, hit the Nickel Plate Trail. You can ride all the way up to from the middle of Hendricks County all the way up to Sheridan, Indiana, if you want, and back. And it's just that's one of the great things about this final connection of the B&O is it connects us to all the other trail systems that also already exist in central Indiana. For individuals who want to stay off the streets and want to have a safe place to walk and to ride and to roller skate and or rollerblade and eventually snow ski, if we get any snow this winter, which we're supposed to, it's just a really great opportunity to finally connect everything together.
Well, you know, we haven't gotten much rain, so it'll come eventually.
My goal is to call 2 snow days before January.
You would be popular if you did that. Once again, we're talking about the B&O Trail this morning here on Voices of the West Side. And, you know, I grew up in Farley, so just across the street, 12th and Eleanor. I'm not doxing myself anymore because I don't live there now. But house is still there, 12th and Eleanor, and that's where I grew up. And I'm old enough to remember when trains were on the B&O Railroad, ran kind of behind the driving range. And you know, I could always remember going over the bridge there at girls' school by Chapel Rock and seeing the trains on the tracks there. So it hasn't been that long ago that this trail space was a working railroad. And, you know, I was looking up some of the history of the B&O Railroad, and it goes back to 1927, so almost 100 years ago, there was that railroad. And, of course, across the West Side, part of the history of Ben Davis High School is railroads and things like that. So kind of turning to Indy Gateway's perspective here, I know your organization has been very helpful, Lisa, in with the trail as well. So talk a little bit about what Indy Gateway has done and what you kind of think about this trail as it comes to fruition.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say that the B&O Trail Association and the Speedway Trail Association did most of the heavy lifting for this project over the years. But what Indy Gateway did was came in alongside to be a partner and supporter. So we have raised funds since 2016 to help buy land that they needed to acquire, and also most recently to raise the funds for a trailhead in Wayne Township. There are trailheads in Speedway, but there is not a trailhead out in, I'd say, the Ben Davis area where residents can access the trail. So that project will be at a trailhead there at Chapel Rock, which Casey can talk all about that. But it'll allow a safe place for our residents to come, get their bikes out, hop on the trail, and enjoy the amenity. And it was very important to Indy Gateway because one of the things we focus on is connectivity and walkability. And there aren't a lot of sidewalks on the west side for people to safely do those activities. And what's really great is that the city is planning to put a sidewalk in from Perimeter Road all the way to 21st Street that will allow even more of our neighborhoods around the Ben Davis area the ability to get to the trail without actually even driving to the trailhead. So all these things are just great. And mostly the main reason we got involved is, you know, we believe our community deserves these type of amenities. And we know that it improves our quality of life for our residents. And we're just really happy to be a part of it in a small way here on the western edge of Marion County.
Well, and you know, you talked about one of the issues of having a, neighborhoods that have been there for 100 years is that it's hard to get sidewalks and things into those areas. But you also talked about getting the land and how much land had to be acquired to get mm-hmm. this
I probably have to defer to Jeff on that. We helped with a little bit of land in the Marion County portion, but it's quite a bit of land.
Well, just in Marion County alone, you know, of course, the Speedway Trails Association had a project, was funded by Next Level Trails, as did we. We both had to acquire approximately 83 parcels of land from adjacent property owners to do that. So altogether, over 160 parcels had to be acquired. And this had to be, more or less had to be acquired from just willing sellers. We had to go door to door. We hired a buying agent to do that work for us. But they essentially had to go door to door, knocking on doors or sending letters to people with offers. They did appraisals to determine what the value of the land was. And then we made offers to people based on those appraisals. And it's a lot of work. Took quite a while. In fact, that was one of the things that took the longest in terms of getting from where we had funding available to where we could actually start construction. It was just a couple of years of just going out there and working on buying those parcels. So each person, behind them had that little strip of corridor that was made, whatever the width of their lot was, and about 40 feet deep, because that was half the width of the corridor. And so you're buying each one of those, and so it was a lot of work, but we were able to get it done.
And not everybody was excited, John, to have a trail in their backyard. So, while we're excited to have the accessibility and the safety, not everybody was excited to have that trail running through their backyard. So there was some negotiations that had to go on, obviously, and some stronger than others.
Right. We're talking about the B&O Trail this morning here on Voices of the West Side. We have Dr. Jeff Butts, the superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township. We have the president of the B&O Trail Association, Jeff Smallwood. We have Lisa Bentley from Indy Gateway and Casey Scott, the pastor of Chapel Rock Christian Church. And Casey, we'll go to you now. Chapel Rock has a big part to play in this because we were referencing the trailhead that will be right on the south part of your property here in the MSD of Wayne Township. So talk about how that came about and how Chapel Rock wants to be a part of this.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. We've been, this is actually something that predates my ministry there, coming up on 10 years at Chapel Rock in March. But they had an event called Go Love Indy years ago where they got back there and they did some clearing. And I think it was more just we're anticipating one day there'll be a way that we can, participate in this. And they got back there with their chainsaws and stuff when it was pretty overgrown. And so it just was kind of this hope and this dream, and we're super grateful to partner with the B&O Trail Association, Indy Gateway, and all those who've been part of this. One of our values at Chapel Rock is radical hospitality. We see that in the ministry of Jesus, that even though he was never a homeowner, he played the role of host everywhere he was. And so we really enjoy being able to do that. And when we heard that, okay, this is going to happen and they're going to pave the way and, pave it out and begin to have conversations about, well, what would it look like for us to host a trailhead on our property, just right at the southeast corner of our parking lot? And it really worked out well. It was an exciting thing. And everybody was like, yeah, that's a perfect match. We've got plenty of parking for people to come and access the trail. And they built an ADA compliant ramp that accesses that trail. And there'll be a nice spot there directly straight out from our main front door, kind of on the opposite side of the property there.
So it's been a process.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
John, I don't think we can underscore how important this really is, the donation of space from Chapel Rock, the already paved space. One of the things that the Hendricks County B&O Trail Group has been working on is a paved trailhead as well, which just got paved within the last several months.
Really within the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Just west of Brownsburg.
I parked on it last weekend.
Okay, great. It looks beautiful.
In fact, it does.
They were out there yesterday putting in the landscaping.
Yeah.
Probably finishing that up today, which is the last kind of thing that has to be done with that. So it's completely finished.
And before that, it was just a gravel lot. And there's a trailhead there on 267, which is really small.
It's very small.
Not very many cars can park there, but to have this space at Chapel Rock, for them to be so gracious to give that availability for residents here on the west side in Wayne Township to have the ability to park there safely and to access that trail, just absolutely incredible. What a great partner Chapel Rock has been, and it's just that is immeasurable from a dollar standpoint of us being able to utilize that.
Well, and I wouldn't be being honest if I didn't say that we also just anticipate the fun of that. I have moved where I park now at church out to by the trail just because I've had a chance to meet new people. It's been, I mean, the first day they had it paved, I was out there dodging steamrollers. Like, this is so cool. You know, yeah. It was really cool. So we're excited about it.
Well, to add a little bit of perspective to that, the nearest trailheads other than that one are in Leonard Park and Speedway. Mm-hmm. And then the next one would have been Virgil Park in Brownsburg, mm-hmm. which is about a 5 mile span. So there have been 5 miles without any place you can go to, that you can stop, take a break, that kind of thing.
And Virgil Park's only been there for 2 years now?
Yeah, it's very new.
Little pocket park?
Very new park.
It's beautiful.
And one of the biggest requests at this new parking lot you're referring to, Dr. Betts, is the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Now, we didn't have a water source, so we couldn't build nice, indoor restrooms, but we did put in a handicap accessible portable toilet. I call it a semi-permanent portable toilet because we don't have any plans to do anything other than that. We plan to have it there on a permanent basis, monthly service. We're going to build a partition around it, kind of an enclosure just for aesthetics. Also, we feel like if it's hidden a little bit behind this partition, it'll be less susceptible to vandalism, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of a nice addition.
And you have a new sculpture out there as well.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. One of our board members, Tom Bertochnik, has a brother, David, who's a professor of art at the University of Kansas, and he does these beautiful metal sculptures. He's got them placed in locations all over the world, and he has built one for the B&O Trail, and it's at this new trailhead. We call the small community is called Tilden. And it's just a little west of Brownsburg, and it's out there now. It's in place, and it's a very cool sculpture to go see.
It sits upon a train rail or train car wheels, an axle and wheels. It's really neat.
Yeah.
Well, and two, just having this in Wayne Township, you talk about what an added amenity this is for everyone who lives in the township. And I know Indy Gateway. I know you're concerned about things that happen on the west side and trying to show these put in new places and trying to draw people out here to the west side. So do you think there'll be I guess maybe this is more of a question for Indy Gateway and Lisa.
Okay.
Do you think that there will be an economic impact to this having a trail in the area?
Well, I certainly think trails do drive economic opportunity for communities. I know Dr. Butts and I have talked about, there's a space off of Raceway Road, the old West Side Gymnastics, and we're looking for the investors to put a brewery there. But
microbrew and dog park. Microbrew dog park. We think that'd be a great spot.
But or some sort of destination point, for the community. We think that would be great. There's not a lot of land along the trail that would be developable because it is primarily residential in this section. It's beautiful. If you've not taken the walk from Chapel Rock East, the trees are just gorgeous. And I know Casey's mm-hmm. joke that people are going to be doing their fall pictures pictures out on the trail here soon. And I hope so. I mean,
that's our fall outreach strategy.
How awesome would that be? I don't know if they're providing free photographers or not, but it's an idea for a fundraiser, Casey, for the church. But I think anytime people come to the west side, we do hope that they'll frequent our businesses and so forth. But I just think that being able to connect communities where maybe someone in Speedway can ride out to Brownsburg and have lunch or vice versa, just connecting communities is important to us. And I am just so happy we have this safe location. I feel it's safe. It's open parking lot. And
it's lit
and it's easy to get in and out of and so forth. And I think it's just huge for those people that maybe don't have a sidewalk. With the sidewalk going in on Girl School Road, that's certainly going to help a lot of families gain access. But there's still a lot of subdivisions without sidewalks that lead to the trail. So it does provide that opportunity if they want to meet. And we're really excited. The trailhead will be going in yet this month, or starting this month. They were going to start this week, but we have the ribbon cutting. And I thought that might get a little hairy with a couple hundred people standing around their construction site. So we delayed it a little bit. But it will have bike racks and a plaza there with some, you know, limestone benches where people can gather and chat for a little bit as they meet, or are they in their walk. We have Dr. Watson has graciously donated kind of a bike repair station there for people to be able to do a little bit of service to their bikes. So it'll just be great. It'll be great to see the community, you know, coming together there at Chapel Rock and using it.
John, when you talk about the beauty of the trail, it becomes a selling point mm-hmm. for those homes that now reside on the trail, because there are people that do want direct access. And I know there are people along the trail as you walk and ride down it that have already connected their properties with walkways and other things to the trail so that they can have direct access out of their backyard. A couple other things to mention. The bridge underneath, or the tunnel underneath Girls School Road, several years ago, an Eagle Scout put those beautiful drawings on there, paintings on there. We've done a little touch-up since we opened it up because it sat kind of empty for a while. And you know what happens when things sit empty in kind of places where you don't go very often. But that was done by an Eagle Scout as a project. When you think about all of those different spaces that exist, it's just a great opportunity for our community to celebrate and to come together. You think back to when Accelerate 465 happened. That was quite a while ago. And they thought enough to put a tunnel underneath 465 so that when the trail did come through, we had that access to be able to go underneath 465, right east of Chapel Rock there.
Yeah, because like you said, it's going from all the way from downtown essentially out to Brownsburg, or just west of Brownsburg. That's what we're talking about here is the B&O Trail. We've got about 3 minutes left here in the show, but you know, GM who can we can go over.
I'm going to put a shameless plug in. We talked about the work along Girls School Road with the new multi-use trail that's going to go all the way up to the B&O. It also is going to go all the way down to Perimeter Road where the White Lick and Vandalia trails are. And by the way, next Saturday, while your alumni day is going on, there will be the airport loop ride to support that expansion as well out of Plainfield into Marion County.
Yeah, that was something too that I and just for full disclosure, I had it right there on my list. I was going to mention that because you know, in booking this show, we also booked a show in November with Councilor Jared Evans, and one thing we're going to talk about then is Girls School Road and all of the improvements, and all that kind of ties together. And certainly we haven't really asked about the school's involvement in this as well. So what from the MSD of Wayne Township's perspective, what are some of the hopes around the B&O Trail here for the schools?
Well, you know, we've had the pleasure to host what used to be the Flapjacks 5K and is now the Gateway Gallop around Ben Davis High School's campus for the 10 years, we've done that for the full 10?
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to move that out to the B&O. I've been involved with Indy Gateway since the inception of the organization, so we think it's extremely important, obviously, and of course the safety for our students and for staff to be able to even walk and ride to school on the B&O and jump on then that mixed use trail that's going to be on Girls School Road to get down. We have 8,000 children on this corner where Ben Davis High School, Chapelwood, and Chapel Hill are. And so when you think about almost half of our population is right here on this corner, just the accessibility for our parents and for our students to be able to get to and from school. And, you know, we always promote wellness. And what a great way to get out to enjoy some fresh air, to be able to now ride 100 miles if you want or more with all the connection to the trails that exist. So it's just we're so excited. This is something, you know, sometimes on the west side we get concerned that people are forgetting the west side. This is a demonstration that so the west side is not forgotten.
Well, you know, as a Decatur Township resident, hopefully we can get Decatur on board with some of these things as well. So then I could ride to school maybe someday if I ever wanted to do that. But what an awesome thing this is for Wayne Township, and you know, as a native of this district, where it's come, just on the west side with Speedway, just so beautiful, and you know, Brownsburg, what it's become, and Avon, and you know, I can remember when you used to drive down Rockville Road and there was nothing past west of Raceway Road. It was just fields. Al Unser Senior's storage was out there,
right.
You know, and then Avon High School. That was basically what it was.
Then Danville's the next sign of civilization.
Exactly. And now,
if you want to call it civilization.
And so I did a little, it wasn't really a heritage tour, because after my parents moved out of Farley, they moved to Pittsboro, which is, you know, out west of Brownsburg. And so a few weeks ago, I went out to the New Ross Steakhouse, which is in New Ross, Indiana. They're still open.
How is that? I've always wondered about that.
It was good. Not a sponsor here on WBDG.
But the opportunity's open.
Yes. But, you know, we used to go out there. And so I drove out on I-74 and, you know, hit the exit and all that. And then came back on 136, mm-hmm. and just the closeness now of Brownsburg to Pittsboro, mm-hmm. it basically is just a direct handoff. Mm-hmm. So this entire west side area is just burgeoning and growing, and just kind of like the north side was a few years ago. So to have Wayne Township be a part of that is just amazing, because it is a challenge, like I said earlier. When you have neighborhoods that are established, to get amenities in there like a trail. So the work that you guys have done is amazing over the last 30 plus years. So congratulations on this. And we could just go around the room, and any final thoughts before we go?
Well, you've touched on so many things. It's hard to pick, but one thing I always like to talk about are partnerships. And, you know, this room's an example of that. All the different people right here who've helped together, but so many other people. And that it takes to put this together. And this mention of the White Lick Creek Trail and the Vandalia, we've worked together closely with those trail groups as well. And so it's really just a collaboration of lots of different people interested in promoting lifestyles in our areas and really trying to make things, you know, better, just kind of make some contribution to the area.
I'd just like to add, I hope if people are available, I know it's at 4:00, which makes it difficult for some folks, but if folks are available and want to come to the ribbon cutting at Chapel Rock, in the south side of their parking lot, I think that it'll be great to see all the folks that put all the hard work in there, and just be a celebration for the community. So I hope everyone will come out, and there's plenty of parking at Chapel Rock, right,
yeah,
Casey?
Absolutely.
So we'd love to have everybody there for the official ribbon cutting.
Yeah, we're excited about that and been looking forward to it for a long time. You know, one of the things I wanted to touch back on, something that Dr. Butts was talking about all the kids walking to school. So, John, you mentioned living in Farley. I'm just a little further south. We live in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It was real important to us when we moved here to live in the same zip code as the church, which is also the same zip code as Ben Davis. And so I drive right by the school every day on my way from my house to the church building. And, I mean, especially in bad weather, I mean, I see these kids walking, you know, and dodging cars and walking through slush and grass and stuff to get to school. And so part of the thing that I've been excited about, not just on an organizational level, but just as a member of the community, just being able to see this connection happen, and especially as girls' school, the plans are for that to really get rebuilt. And it's just one of the things that, you know, there's a Bible word, it's the Hebrew word shalom. It usually gets translated peace. But the idea is bigger than that. It's not just the absence of conflict. It's that everything is good. It's a relational word. And we're really, we call it wholeness at Chapel Rock. And so part of our vision is to see, you know, the whole community whole in Christ. We want to see the blessings of Jesus expand, you know, to people who don't even believe in him. And so, I mean, I want them to, you know, but that includes, I mean, everybody that lives here. And so we're just excited to be part of that.
Well, it's just an awesome thing. I know I've said awesome probably. My awesome quotient is probably exceeded for the day. But
John, I'm going to put on my safety hat. One of the things that, you know, I have learned as a user of the current B&O Trail is sometimes those lights don't necessarily mean that people are going to stop, right? So when we're talking about some of the main thoroughfares on North High School Road, and we're talking about 21st Street Country Club, Raceway, so a good kind of rule of thumb is to make sure you can see the whites of the eyes of the person who is stopped in the vehicle at the crosswalk before you cross over, because you know, we just want everybody to be safe. We want everybody to enjoy the trail, but there are some crossways, some crosswalks there that are in some pretty high traffic areas, so just want everybody to be really safe.
All right. So anything else before we go?
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Well, no, thank you. Thanks for coming. It's been a great show. Once again, that is Wednesday, October 8th at Chapel Rock Christian Church. A ribbon cutting for the B&O Trailhead there at Chapel Rock Christian Church, October 8th, 4 p.m. So check that. I'm sure there'll be plenty of coverage if you can't get out to it, but just a wonderful event. Thanks also to Jennifer Witt, who's with us in here this morning as well. She hasn't been on the air, but she's been taking pictures. So hopefully she got my best side. I don't know. I did get a haircut last night, so I'm pretty proud of that. Once again, our guests this morning have been, she's taking a picture of the haircut, Casey Scott, the pastor of Chapel Rock Christian Church. We have the president of the B&O Trail Association, Jeff Smallwood, and from Indy Gateway, Lisa Bentley, the executive director of that organization. And, of course, our superintendent, Dr. Jeff Butts, who we broke some news at the start of the show. What was it?
06 on 10-6.
06 on 10-6. So always finding a way to market this stuff. So we appreciate you, Dr. Butts, as always.
Thank you.
All right, next week's show will be kind of highlighting WBDG a little bit. We have a staff member who was here on day one of the radio station as we lead into Alumni Day, Mr. Dana Webb, who's a member of the Ben Davis Wall of Fame as well. But he will be our guest next week, calling in from somewhere. He's like, he lives in Omaha, Nebraska, and he said, I'll be out of town, but I'll call in from some, you know, so I don't know where Dana will be physically, but he will be here on the phone next week as we lead into WBDG Alumni Day. It's the 60th anniversary of Ben Davis High School at its current location and the 60th year of WBDG. Well, amazing how that coincides with each other. We'll be ramping stuff up as we enter next year for that. So once again, thank you to everyone for being here. We'll give everyone a round of applause. So thank you again. And it's going to wrap up Voices of the West Side. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter. Over and out. Have a great weekend.